But the book of Joshua. Let's go to the book of Joshua. In chapter 1. Joshua in chapter 1. I will go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you for the day that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the students that are here. Thank you for the opportunity to take some time to teach these kids. Lord, I don't feel worthy. I don't feel like I've been out of Bible college very long, but I know, God, that you've got me in this place for a reason. So I pray that you bless the hour. Lord, that you give me the things to say, that you give us open ears, open hearts, God, that you'd speak through me, kind of get me out of the way. Lord, you know my flesh. You know how I am. You know my makeup, God. There's nothing I can do for these students, Lord, in my own power. So I ask, God, that you'd help me to say what you want me to say, God, and help these students, Lord, to receive something from the Word of God today. Bless our time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So Joshua chapter 1, this is the time where Moses was about to pass on. Moses had passed away. God didn't allow him to go into the promised land because he had disobeyed God. And side note, make sure you obey God in everything that he says to do. You might come short of the will of God for you if you don't. But God was going to find the next person to take his place. And by the way, there's many people coming off the field, many older men of God, missionaries that are coming off the field or passing away, and they need people to fill their shoes. They need people to take their place. Okay, and it just seems like more and more the only people that are serving God are those that are older, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they're going to have somebody, they're going to need people to fill their shoes. They're going to need people to serve in their place. This generation needs to produce a generation of Christians ready to serve God. And we need to be willing to fill their shoes. So God is looking for a man just to take Moses' spot. And I wanted to talk about some things that God was looking for when he was looking for somebody to take the spot of Moses. Now, whether you're in Bible college or whether you're in high school, God desires to use you for something. And you need to follow the will of God. But you need to be in a place where God can use you. In your heart, in your life, in your walk with God, you need to be in a place where God will use you. So maybe God is looking. The Bible says that he's looking for somebody to show himself strong in. He's looking for somebody that he can show his power in. He's looking for somebody he can use. There's another verse in the Bible that says that he sought for a man and he found none to stand in the gap. But that should not have been said of us Christians. God should not be able to look over this Bible college and over this high school and say that I found none that was willing to serve me. I don't believe that's the case. I believe you're trying to serve God. I believe that. But when it comes down to God calling you, you've got to make a decision. Does anybody here feel like maybe God's calling them to preach or pastor? What about a missionary? Called to be a missionary possibly. And that's great. God needs people to fill their shoes. And America needs missionaries just as much as other countries do. America's a mission field in itself. So who will God choose to fill their shoes? Who will God choose? If God looked over this place, I said, I'm going to choose a few of you guys to do a great work for me. I'm going to choose a few of you, maybe ladies too, to be the kind of wife that a great man of God needs, and or be a single missionary to a mission field. Who will God choose when he's looking for somebody to fill their shoes? Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. Look at that word servant. It says he was a servant of the Lord. It came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses's, what's that word?
Minister.
All right, we got one person that's paying attention. All right. That the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses's
minister.
That's a little bit better. Okay. But he's Moses' minister. What Joshua's job was to minister to the man of God. Joshua's job was not to stand up in the forefront and make himself look good and to do all the miracles. Joshua's job was just to serve the man of God. It was just to serve in that spot that God had him, and he was supposed to be a servant. He was Moses' minister, and that minister almost has the idea of being a waiter, a servant. Okay, and that's what Joshua was to Moses. And you know what God found Joshua doing when he called him to be the next leader for the children of Israel, which was a major job? God's chosen people may not be scared to death, but you know what God saw Joshua doing when he chose him? He saw him ministering, saw him being a servant. God is not just looking for somebody. Listen, God is not just looking for somebody who wants to make themselves look good, who wants to be in the forefront. God wants to choose somebody who's being a servant, who's being a minister where they are right now. if you're not serving now, what makes you think that you'll be serving later? When you are you going to wait till God puts you in this grand position to do something for God? Or why don't you find a place to serve God right now where you're at? And when I got saved, I was thankful. How about you? When I was saved, I wanted to do something for God. The day that I got saved, with all my heart, I said, God, I want to do what you want me to do. And I'm nobody. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like you. Just like every other Christian in this world. And I'm a nobody. But I want God to use me. And I got saved and I said, God, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm so thankful that I'm saved. I'm so thankful that God has called me. So I went to Bible college. And God was leading me to Bible college. So I said, I'll go. Pastor came up to me and he said, are you teaching Sunday school class for me? I said, yes, I will. Scared to death. I wanted to say no. I've never taught a Sunday school class before. What am I doing? And then he said, okay, while you're teaching Sunday school class, will you also teach children's church? And I said, yes. Before I had a chance to say no, because I knew my flesh, I wouldn't want to do it. All right. But I would say yes. And okay, brother Robert, do you want to do it? Be a bus captain? All right. Yeah, I'll do it. Whatever God wanted me to do, I would say yes. I want to serve God in any capacity. And when God looks down upon this group, He's looking for somebody who wants to serve Him, looking for somebody who is already doing something for Him, who has a heart to serve God, who has a heart that's already doing something for Him. Listen, if you say, well, it's not important, so I'm not going to take it seriously. I'm not really going to do something for God until, you know, later on when I do something big. That's the wrong attitude to have. You know where God brought David from? From the sheepfold, from being a shepherd. But he was doing something. He was obeying his father. He was doing something. And if God looks down upon you, I believe he's going to choose out the people that are doing something for him, that are wanting to serve him. Part of being a servant is also being humble. I want to be a servant. When I go to Guyana, I don't want to show up as the big bad missionary, just wanting to show off myself. I'm this great American. I want to serve the people. How is this a missions message? Because that's what missions is serving other people. Missions is reaching other people out of love. Is it being a servant to those people? Jesus said, Jesus washed the disciples' feet and he said, go and do likewise. You know, in our mindset, you know, the king is great and the president is great and those that get waited upon, they're great and all. And the rich people and the people that look the best, man, those, I can't wait to be one of those guys, you know. But Jesus said in his eyes, if you want to be chief, you want to be great, be a minister, be a servant. Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And when I went to BIMI for the candidate school, one of the things that I noticed about the people was, you know, I looked up to them as some great people, great missionaries, great people of the faith. And I'm just like, wow, I better not do anything stupid, you know, while I'm here. I don't want to embarrass myself. And I saw them as great people. But one thing I noticed about them is they were truly servants. He said, what can we do for you? What are you? Is everything taken care of for you? We want to be here to serve you. And that's so backward in our mind. They're the important people. We should be looking up to them, but they're the servants. And listen, when God is looking for somebody to serve, He's looking for somebody who's not trying to be in the forefront, not trying to look the best, but somebody who's trying to serve other people. Right. Our first commandment is to love God with all our heart. Then our second is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Our job is not as Christians, as college students, to try to be something great. Our job is to wash other people's feet, to be humble, to be a servant, to serve God. I love the bus ministry. Sometimes that can be humbling. Some of the bus kids have no respect for you. Maybe they'll dirty up your suit and make fun of you and show you no respect at all. But it shows me how little and how unimportant I am. And I need to show them Jesus Christ. It's not about myself. It's not about myself. You know, when Jesus does the dinner in heaven, you know, when we all get there, you know, sit at the Lord's table, He's going to serve us. Jesus was on this earth, while the disciples were all worried about who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, He was giving His life. He said, the Son of Man came not to minister, to be ministered unto, but to minister and give His life a ransom for many. The whole life of Jesus Christ was a life of ministry, a life of giving, a life of loving, a life of ministering to other people. My job as a missionary is not to want to be one of the great missionaries, to make myself look good, to make a big name for myself, but to serve other people. And whatever God calls you to do, and whatever capacity God uses you, even if you just work at Walmart, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing, serve other people. Love God. Make it not about yourself. And that's what Jesus Christ did. And I believe when God's looking down for people to choose to serve Him, He's not looking for those that want to be the greatest. He's not looking for those that want to be in the forefront and make themselves look good. He's looking for somebody who's already serving Him out of a heart of love, and those that are humble, those that are serving other people. Second thing I want to look at is when God is looking for somebody to choose to serve Him, He's looking for somebody who's spiritual. I can be plain with you. I don't claim to be spiritual at all. But God can't use a dirty vessel. When God chose David out of the field, all of his brothers were lined up. You know the story. Man, the strong ones, the great ones, the ones that had talent, they all lined him up. And surely this is the next king. He just looks the part. And God said, I haven't chosen him. Now on down the line, and is there not any that you have left? And they had to go fetch David out from the field. Little nobody. But you know what God said? Not to look on the outward appearance, because God looks on the heart. Look, when God is looking down upon this group of people to look for somebody who will serve Him, He's looking at your heart. He doesn't care what you're looking at, what you look like on the outside. You may look like the best Christian in the world. You may look the greatest on the outside, but God is looking upon your heart. And boys and girls, you're not boys and girls. You're older. Young men, young ladies, I want to have a heart for God. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. And as I read that, I say, God, I want to be a man after your own heart. I want to have a true heart with God. And I pray almost every day, God, help me to be real. Help me to be genuine. Help me to be holy, God. I don't want to stand up here. I know how to play the part. I've been in church my whole life, and so have you. I don't want to play the part. I don't want to be just this missionary that knows. I've been on deputation with my parents before. I know how this works. But I don't want to play the part. Young men, young ladies, I want to be genuine. I want to have a heart after God. And you ought to as well. Forget the show. We know who you are. We know who I am. We're just men. We're sinners, saved by God's grace. We're just human. So let's be real. Let's have a genuine walk with God. I don't care what you look like on the outside. I want to know what your heart is like. When God looked down to choose David to be the next king, which was a major deal, He looked for his heart. He looked for somebody who was spiritual. When God chose Joshua, He said, this is a man in whom is the Spirit. Okay? He looked for somebody who was living right. Now listen. Listen, as God looks down on this group, and listen, you'd be honest with me, if God called you to do something, whatever it is, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be a missionary pastor? Raise your hand if you're willing. You're willing to do something for God. I hope everybody is. I hope so. Okay. Now, listen, it's a shame if our heart is not. I don't want to have to preach a whole message on making sure you're willing to serve God. If God has saved you, God has died for you on the cross, you have no right to say, God, I don't want to do what you want me to do. You have no right to say, I'm going to live my life, I'm going to make my plans, I'm going to do what I want to do. All of us need to be willing to answer God's call, no matter what it is, no matter where God is sending us. But if you're one of those people, and I hope you are, that says, I'm willing to go, I'm willing to serve. Man, as I would read in Isaiah, about He has said, you know, Isaiah said, here am I, send me. God was looking for somebody to serve, and I would tear up, and I would say, God, that's my heart, that's me, God, here am I, send me. I don't know what you want me to do, God. I don't know where you want me to serve, God, but here am I, send me. God, if you can't find anybody else to serve you, God, I will do it. If there's nobody else that will love you, God, I will do it. And here am I, God, send me. And I didn't, and not because I think I'm something special, but because I want to serve God, and I want to have a heart for God, and I want to be willing to serve God. Hear my Lord, send me. And that's still my prayer, God. Hear my, send me. So we'll be finished quickly, but when God looks down upon this group to choose somebody to serve Him, looking for somebody who's already getting busy, already doing something for God, He's looking for a servant. He's looking for somebody with a servant's heart, serving other people. We're not to make ourselves look good. We're to be humble. We're to serve each other. Man, if you're just wanting to be something in the ministry to make yourself look good, to have a big name, you're in it for the wrong reason. This is not our purpose of being here. Jesus Christ was a servant of servants. God in the flesh, King of kings. Yet He humbled Himself, lowered Himself to be a servant to you and I. To give His life for you and I. To show how much He loves you and me. And every day we see the humbleness and lowliness of God when He forgives our wickedness. God is humble. God is looking for somebody who's humble to serve Him. God is looking for somebody who's spiritual. God is looking at your heart. Young men, young ladies, get your heart right with God. If it's not, you know in your heart. Everybody else, you may have everybody else fooled. But God knows your heart. Get in tune with God. Get your heart right with God. I ask God, purge me. I want to be thoroughly right with you, God. I want to be completely right with you, God. And when I sin, I ask God to forgive me right away because I want to be right with God. I want God to use me. I don't want to be a fake. I don't want to be a fake missionary, a fake Christian. I want to serve God in truth. I want to love God with all of my heart. And God knows my heart. There's no secrets with God. Search me, O God. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. That ought to be each of our prayers. And I hope it's yours. The Lord looks on the heart. Lastly, when God looks down upon us to see, to find out who He's going to choose, I believe God looks upon someone who does the small things. I could take you the scriptures, but I won't take time. But Joshua, again, when he was called of God, he was Moses' servant, just a minister. David, when he was called, he was a shepherd. Man, David, when he was anointed to be king, he said, "All right, God, where's my position? What am I supposed to do?" But he had to be patient and wait for God to get Saul out of the way. He had a respect for the man of God and said, "I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointed. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do." And even when he went to go fight Goliath, he was keeping the sheep. He was responsible with what God gave him. He left his sheep with somebody. He left the buggy with somebody. He went to go fight Goliath. Is there not a cause? But he did the little things right. He did the little things right. Listen. God said, if you're faithful in few things, I'll make you rule over many. But God pays attention to whether you care about the little things or not. The bus route, it's big in God's eyes. Your schoolwork, it's big in God's eyes. Why in the world would God entrust you to something big if you can't do the small things with all your heart? Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do what thy might. Do it heartily as unto the Lord. Do the small things right. Listen, stop trying to be somebody great and big and just do what God has asked you to do. Be faithful in the little things. Be faithful in the small things. And soul winning and being a good Christian. Being faithful to each other. Listen, while we're trying to trample over everybody to get to the top, we're forgetting about those people that are beside us that we need to minister to. Do the little things right. Get up out of bed. Get up on time. Do your homework. Read your Bible. Pray. Spend time with God. Now, these are little things, not to God, but the little things to us. Do the little things right. Go to church. Be a good testimony. Watch your mouth. I've been to college. I've been to Christian school. I know how it is. Not everybody is all Christian as they should be. And I believe this is a great group. I honestly do. But I know how it is. Do the little things right. Man, I want to be a great pastor, preacher. But when I'm off to myself, I talk about dirty jokes. Man, I want to be a great missionary pastor. But really, in my secret, I don't walk with God. I'm not going to ask you which of you read your Bible this morning. I'm not going to ask you which of you prayed this morning. But do the little things right. Do the little things right. And I'm simple. Like Brother Goffey mentioned last night, if he's simple, I'm super simple. Okay? This is all elementary stuff. But listen, and God knows my heart. Yes, of course, I'd love to be somebody great for God. Yes, I'd love to be a Hudson Taylor, a Livingston. Okay, yes, I'd love to be one of those guys, but I'm going to be who God wants me to be. I'm going to serve God where I'm at. I'm going to do it with all my heart, and I'm going to do the little things right. So let's recap a little bit. So when God is looking for somebody to choose to serve Him, and I sure hope you want to serve God. I sure hope you're one of those that says, "Here am I, send me." You need a whole different kind of message if you're not willing to serve God, if you're not already looking for what God wants you to do, if you're not already willing and surrendering and asking God to use you in some sort of way. You need a whole different message on just being willing to serve God. But those of you that are willing to serve God and that you're wanting to serve God and you're wanting to do something for God, God's looking for somebody who's busy, who's serving where they're at. God's looking for a servant, somebody who's wanting to serve each other, not to make themselves look the best. I could care less what people think of me, or I should care less what people think of me. But in my heart, I know God knows my heart. I want to be humble. I want to be a man after God's own heart. God, search me. Know if I'm real. God, search you. Know if you're real. God is looking for somebody He can use. He says He's looking down upon the children of men to see somebody He can show Himself strong in. God, use me. God, use me, please. God, I want to be willing. I want to be unavailable. God, I don't care what you want me to do. God, just use me. I want to do it. God, I'm available. God, here am I. Send me. God, if nobody else will go, I will go. And I hope that's some of your prayers tonight. This morning. Then God is looking for somebody who's spiritual. God knows your heart. I'm not talking about who's religious, who puts on a front. I'm not talking about who's spiritual on the outside. God knows your heart. God's looking for somebody with a pure heart. Because God doesn't look at your outward appearance. Okay? I can tell some of you guys don't care about your outward appearance either. But, just kidding. But God is not looking at the outward appearance. God is looking on the heart. Okay? God cares about your heart. Walk with God. Walk with God. Bible college students. Junior, senior. Getting about to start a new chapter in your life. High school students. Walk with God. Okay? I don't care what you do on the outside. The basketball games are great. But when all that's said and done, what have you done for Christ? You understand, within 100 years, all of us are probably going to be dead in here. Just going to be straightforward with you. And when you get to heaven, you'll have nothing to give to God except for the people that you've won to Christ, except for the things that you've done for Him. He said He's coming quickly. He has His reward in His hand to give those that have served Him. I hope that's your focus. Your focus is in the wrong place if it's not focused on God. And then lastly, God is looking for somebody who's doing the small things right. Young men, young ladies, just serve God with all your heart. Just do faithfully what God has called you to do right now. The ministry that God has you in right now. Do it right. Do it with all your heart. Do it faithfully. Stop worrying about being something big and great and just be what God wants you to be. And I don't know your heart, but this is the message that God laid on my heart. This is the message that has worked in my heart. God, I don't want to be something big, but I do want to be yours. I want to be used by you, God. Guyana's not a huge mission field, but I can promise you every single soul there is valuable to God. God cares about their souls. Listen, I'm thankful for the day that God came to me and drew me, showed me I was lost, and He saved me. I didn't deserve that. I grew up in a Christian home, but I have no more right to the kingdom of God than anybody else. Neither do you. And if you appreciate the fact that God has saved you, then serve Him. Just do it with all your heart. Be real. Be genuine. Okay? We need some men of God, ladies of God, to fill some shoes. We need some people that will step up and just live holy lives. That will just give their lives to God. And I hope that will be you today. When God looks down to choose somebody, I hope He'll choose you. But you need to be ready. You need to be available. You need to be willing. You need to be holy. Serve Him with all your heart. I'll pray and then I'll give it to whoever is supposed to come next.